Community Connection brought to you this morning by First Baptist Church, and I'm happy to be talking elder care programs this morning. And boy, I tell you, we got a lot of things to talk about. It's first of all, nice to have you in here this morning. How was the month of February? And March is starting off good, I think.
Yeah, February was great. We were busy trying to celebrate Valentine's and everything coming up, but we made it through, and we expected it to be much colder than it was. So
yeah.
If I had known it had been so warm, we would have planned even more stuff to do. But
there you go.
You would have never known that
we'd
have such an unseasonably warm winter.
Yeah. Thankfully, I'm it's not spring yet, but I'm going to knock on wood and say I think we're done with winter. But that's a good thing.
I think so. Well, you know, speaking of that,
I think New York is going to get enough snow to look pretty today. Other than that, I think they're...
That's about it.
Yeah.
I mean, everywhere has been pretty warm, and so with the warmer weather coming in, we're excited. At the end of March, at our Golden Hour, we'll be rolling out our spring brochure for Golden Opportunities.
Cool.
So usually starting there in April, we start stretching our legs, going a little bit farther than what we did in the winter time, and have more things coming up. So be on the lookout kind of through the mid part of this month and the end part to start rolling out a lot more of the details about what we'll be doing in the spring. But I can give you a little teaser. You know, we'll be heading out to One Oak Field sometime this spring coming up. We'll also be heading out to the Tulsa Performing Arts Center in June. And then we've got a kind of a favorite little trip that we did last year.
Could be a trick trip. I don't know.
It could be to go out to Walnut, Kansas to visit a dairy farm out there, or a barn, I'm sorry, that's been redone into a kind of a lunch and show performance. We did it last year. It was called Chicken and Pickin'. We're excited to be able to go back again in May and do that. So we've got some really great things coming up. Soon we'll be heading out to Branson this year and going out there to see Moses at some point. So if that's interesting, you can call and we can give you a little bit of information on that. But we're ready to stretch our legs. It's been a weird winter.
It has been. And we're ready to put it behind us and go have some fun.
We are. We all kind of stayed close to home and thought, oh, we'll have to cuddle up. And then the days were just so nice, we all kind of longed to be outside a little bit more.
Well, and elder care and of course, the whole Golden Opportunities program can help you out with that. It is, you don't have to be a member, but there are advantages if you are a member.
Exactly. If you're a member, you can get 10% off of the day trips that we're talking about, 20% off of any classes that we have going on, as well as like our fitness classes and stuff that we have there too. So then we also have these member only kind of exclusive parties that we host every couple months, and they're real fun. We just did this really big Valentine's banquet that we do. Coming up in the summer, we'll have a new one called Around the World. We're real excited about that. I don't want to give all the details about because I'm really excited for it, but it's going to be a really great little party for our members. So if you want to become a member, it's pretty reasonable. Right now, it's about $65 for the entire year for an individual. Now would be a great time. You can still really partake in everything that we have going on. And so as the year goes on, you miss a lot of things. So jump on board now. Become a member, or don't become a member and just come try one. See how you like it, and then I'll convince you to become a member.
You will become convinced, and it really won't take a whole lot of convincing because it's a good deal.
It is. We have about 100 members right now, and so it's real excited. You may know quite a few people. You would be surprised how many come in and say, well, I'm not going to know anybody. And they sit there, and they know almost the whole table. And
yeah.
So it's really exciting. It's a social networking. That's really what we do. We want to connect you with people that you already know, but more importantly, people you don't know. And so you have an opportunity to get to know people, and you have a support system kind of revolved around fun. So revolved around trips and classes and all kinds of things. But really, it's about making friends and having a support system.
So we'll tell you more about that next time when Jennifer comes back in and says, Golden Opportunities. Well, at least you'll know what's going on.
Exactly. And, you know, as the warmer weather comes, our barbecue will be here before you know it.
Why, Mother's Day is just around the corner, it seems.
I know. It really is. I panic a little bit sometimes when I think about it in weeks terms. So we don't do that. No.
You've had this MC that's done it for years. It's all good. So
that's true. Great MC. But our barbecue, it is a Mother's Day weekend, like you mentioned. It's been like that for, I think this is our 18th year to host the Good, the Bad, the Barbecue out at the Mullendore Ranch.
Well, it kind of started out for Catsy to help honor her own mother, you know?
Yeah, she did. And so that's why it's held, you know, the Mother's Day weekend. A lot of people ask that. Why on earth don't you change it? Why is it always Mother's Day weekend? And we think, well, because it is in honor of Cassie's mother. I mean, they wanted it there to kind of honor her, and we've always kept with that. And it's really exciting, and you know, a lot of people come out. That doesn't deter people from coming out, so hopefully it won't deter anybody listening to come out. It's a Saturday night. Yeah, so Sunday is Mother's Day. You just come the night before Mother's Day.
There you go.
Day.
Yeah, have some barbecue. Have some fun. Good music. And maybe walk home with some great prizes from the live or silent auction.
Absolutely. So right now we're kind of in the planning process of we're collecting silent auction items. We're collecting live auction items. We're also talking with companies that might want to be sponsors for the barbecue. So if you're a local business and you're thinking, what can I do to get more involved? Well, give us a call. We'd love to talk to you about what it might be to sponsor a table out at the barbecue. If you're a local business and you have a great auction item that you think would go really well in one of our auctions, we'd love to hear from you. We've got lots of committee members on the ground. They're out there. They're knocking on doors. They're talking to some of their friends that own businesses. But sometimes it's those who call in and say, I have a great idea, or I have something for you that we're just blown away about. So give us a call if you maybe have an idea or you do want to sponsor a table. And that's at 918-336-8500. Mm-hmm. Or just come visit us. You can do that. We're right by Walmart. And I know everyone knows where Walmart is.
Yeah, you bet.
So if you know where Walmart is, just come around the little curve, and now you know where Elder Care is.
It's a great place to visit, and we're going to talk more about that in just a moment. But, you can always add another section to the tent for the good, the bad, and the barbecue. It seemingly keeps growing every year.
It does seem to keep growing every year. Every year I think, how on earth are we going to put more tables in there? And we think, oh, we'll just add another section to the tent.
Yeah.
That's how we'll do it. So last year we had upwards of 900 people come out. And if you don't know what we do, you come out to the Mullendore Crossbell Ranch. It's a little bit of a drive. It's out by Copan.
It's a nice drive.
It's a nice drive, absolutely. Yeah. You come out there, you check in, and really you get an opportunity to browse our silent and live auction items. But you get Dink's Barbecue. We love barbecue. You get to listen to a great band that plays during out the evening. And then at the end, after the auctions, we pull out our dance floor and we're say, get to it. Get dancing. Enjoy yourself.
Yeah.
It's just a great night to connect with a lot of people you may have not seen in the last year.
I'm going to say the networking opportunities, just because of the 900 plus, nearly 1,000 people, and it'd be great if we went over 1,000 this year, nearly 1,000 people there for you to shake their hand and say, I think I know you. Didn't we talk at last year's barbecue? And renew the conversation.
Absolutely. You've got a couple hours to get out there. A lot of people come up around 6, and that's when dinner kind of starts, and none of our program or anything really starts until about 8. So you got a little bit of time there to really start getting to know people or connecting up and sitting at a different table. And sometimes it's so beautiful. You see people really eating outside of the tent. It's right there. They're by the pool or they're just enjoying the great weather. So we are just hopeful that Mother Nature will be in our favor again as it has in so many years. And give us nice weather.
Okay, we'll talk more about tickets, but they will be available soon if they're not already.
They are. If you're looking for an individual ticket or a table of eight or a sponsorship, couple tables, absolutely, give us a call. We can go ahead and get you set up. We've got those ready to go at the front desk or with Deirdre. If you're looking for a table, she can get you set up with that.
Good, the Bad, and the Barbecue coming up Mother's Day weekend. We'll talk more about that, next time that Jennifer's on, as we continue talking about the people, programs, and services of Elder Care when we continue in just a moment.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1. Jennifer Ennis in from Elder Care to tell us all about what is coming up. We've already talked a little bit about the good, the bad, and the barbecue. That is, of course, Mother's Day weekend. Golden opportunities, golden hour, and I think you got an open house coming up on Monday.
We do. We have an open house the first Monday of every month, so this would be Monday, March 7th. That's this upcoming Monday, and we're excited. It starts at 10 a.m. You can just stop by. There's no reason to RSVP or give us a call. You can just come by Elder Care, and we offer coffee and a pastry. But more importantly, we really take the time to walk around the building, kind of show you our facility, and answer any questions you might have about any of the programs we have. So oftentimes people know maybe about one program when they come in. They know about our Daybreak program, or maybe it's just they've heard about Golden Opportunities and they don't know what else is out there. But you can come. We actually have 14 different programs that you can partake in at Elder Care. And so during this open house, we may not touch on all of them every time, but if you have a specific need and you bring that kind of to the open house, then we can address, you know, hey, here's a program that we have that might be able to help you. Or, you know, one thing we always like to tell everyone, we try and be a resource. So if you come to the open house and you have a question and we are not the appropriate resource for you, we have books and names and numbers, and we try so hard to keep a list so that we can get you connected with the right resource.
Well, and that was, as I see it, one of the early missions on, you know, probably right about the same time Daybreak was getting going, was a referral resource. We don't do it, but we know who does.
Exactly. It's so important for us. You know, the one thought that was made when we built our building in 2005 was, let's put everything under one roof that Elder Care has to offer. Let's put our doctor here. Let's put our physical therapy here. But then the second thing was, we can't put everything under here. So we need to continue to be a resource, because we want seniors to be able to have a one-stop shop, or families or caregivers have a one-stop place that they can call and know, I can get information here. I can figure out where I need to go. And if it's not them, they're probably going to have a phone number. They're not just going to say, we don't do it. Look it up on Google. Good luck. We don't do that. If we don't know, we are probably looking it up on Google for you while you're on the phone.
And they can say good luck to you.
Yeah. Exactly. And so we really do. We want to be a referral source for the community and for the caregivers out there who are trying to navigate what it's like to be a caregiver, maybe to an aging parent or a spouse, to a sick spouse, or maybe you're a widow and you just moved here because your children are here and you have no idea what goes on in town and what to do and how to get started. We're here for you, from potentially a doctor to a social networking program to even just once a year doing your Medicare enrollment and talking you through it. We offer that, and that's why we really try and keep a list of the questions you have, so we know what you're asking and what we can do for you.
Well, and I may not exactly quote your mission statement, but to me that's kind of goes back to job one. Elder Care is there to ensure that seniors have happy, healthy, active lives.
Exactly, it is. It's happy, healthy, active, independent lives in your home as long as possible. Our goal is, if you want to stay in the home that you own or you're renting or that you're at now, we will try and facilitate what we can to make sure you get to do that. You know, and one thing a lot of people don't maybe realize about Elder Care too is that we try and offer a lot of free seminars and clinics and things like that that happen throughout the year to kind of continue to support you in more of a preventative health care wise.
And so that's why you've been doing, we're doing flu shots back in the fall, and I know you do balance screenings and all kinds of other things there.
Yeah, we're all about preventative care. I mean, just like you probably hear from your doctor, keeping on top of things before they happen tend to really help. And so we're really excited that we are partnering with Wiley Hearing Aids on March 18th. That's a Friday. And we are going to be offering free hearing screenings coming that day. So you can sign up for a 20-minute appointment, and you'll come in. You'll meet with Kathy Wiley. She's the owner of Wiley Hearing Aids, and she'll perform kind of a hearing test on you. And what she's really looking for is, have you lost some hearing? Has it been significant? And if it is, she can then refer you to the correct medical professional to go and figure out what to do, whether that is maybe you do need hearing aids. And so she can help kind of walk you through what that might mean and what your insurance may pay for or may not pay for. Maybe it's just you're fine, but you need your ears cleaned because we're getting older and that happens. She can kind of refer you to the right person. And you may be presently surprised that there's nothing wrong. Your hearing's great and you're good to go for another year. And we're excited. We try and offer these kind of hearing screenings a couple times a year so that you can keep up, because the one thing that we found is that when you can't hear, you stop engaging. So your hearing's getting a little harder, so you stop having conversations at the dinner table because you can't really understand every word. You're getting about every 10th word, and so you kind of zone out, and that's actually really bad for your memory too. And so if you can't hear and you're not actively using your brain and you're starting to zone out, you can find yourself a little bit more forgetful. Or maybe you don't consider it forgetful, but you didn't hear all of the instructions from your doctor on how to take your medication.
Yeah.
And you're embarrassed and you don't ask, or you don't even know that you're not hearing all of them. And so you start becoming isolated. You stop engaging in your family. You stop engaging with your friends. You start losing your memory slightly just because you're not picking up on everything. Mm-hmm. And the next thing you know, you're completely isolated. Depression can set in. And it's a really, people don't think about it, but not being able to hear can really impact your entire social and physical well-being.
Well, I think for many of us, we use all of our senses, but I think vision and hearing, particularly hearing when we're dealing with other people. I mean, you can't even sit and watch TV. You sure can't listen to the radio. You would feel a little inadequate driving the car to a certain extent if you can't hear.
Exactly. And again, people stop going to church because they can't hear the speaker, and mm-hmm. they stop going to dinner with friends because they're so tired of trying to figure out really what they're saying, and they're not, you know, it's a slippery slope. It's kind of like your balance, you know. You want to keep those on track, and you want to make sure you're not at a risk for fall, because when you do fall and you break your hip, it's a slippery slope from there, mm-hmm. kind of thing. And so these preventative things, they're really important to us. And so if you are concerned that maybe you're having some hearing loss issues, or you just want to check, you're not sure, call us at Elder Care. Sign up for one of these 20-minute hearing screening appointments. Mm-hmm. We'd love to have you in. If you don't get in this time for some reason, it doesn't work with your schedule, we'll offer it again this year. And you just keep your ears out, listen for us, keep your eyes out. We'll advertise it on Channel 16 and in the paper, and you can get there. And great, if there's nothing wrong, we are so glad for another year you're good. And if there is something wrong, we're really hopeful that you can then be proactive and get it fixed.
Well, I'm sure for a lot of people that they would go in expecting to find a problem diagnosed, and they would say, can we make you an appointment with Dr. X, Y, or Z? But it wouldn't be great if they put the hand out and say, hey, congratulations, you're in good shape.
Yeah, it's usually 50-50. You know, a lot of people come out and say, it's great. Yeah. I got nothing wrong.
See, I told my wife I could hear everything.
Yeah, I'm just not listening to you, kind of thing. So if you want to make an appointment, just give us a call at 918-336-8500, and we'll get you scheduled out for one of those 20-minute appointments. And again, that's Friday, March 18th.
And again, those appointments, what they are not, this is not a fitting for a hearing aid. This is not the doctor's exam. This is a screening, right?
Yeah, this is just a screening. It's a basic hearing screening that you may have gotten, you know, at the doctor before or at school one time. It's just a screening, but it's a good starting point for maybe a conversation you need to have. And we do appointments like 9 a.m. to noon and 1 to 4. So that's kind of where you can kind of look at maybe getting one of those 20-minute appointments.
Okay, sounds like a great deal. So stop by. Do you need to make it a phone call in and make an appointment for the actual visit?
Yes, you'll want to make an appointment because we have limited spots. You can only see so many people in the day, so we definitely want to get you on the schedule so that we can make sure to fit in everyone we can. If it fills up for some reason, we'll start a wait list. Someone may cancel, and if we get enough, we'll schedule another one quickly to go ahead and accommodate those who are on the list.
Okay, sounds great. Well, let's see. We've gone through Medicare enrollment. That was last part of the year. We've got the flu shots. We're getting a hearing screening. You're keeping us up to date, but there's still more.
There is, you know, one thing that we are so excited, we kind of talked about it last month, I want to retouch it, is that we are offering Parkinson's support groups at Elder Care now. Mm-hmm. We are doing that twice a month to try and hit different time frames so that we're being as available as we can to not just Parkinson's patients, but their families as well. So we encourage loved ones to come with you. And so this month, that's going to be on March 17th, and that starts at 6 p.m., or it's March 22nd at 3:30 p.m. So how that kind of breaks down, it's the third Thursday of the month, mm-hmm. or the first or the fourth Tuesday.
I can't help you. You're the expert on this topic. And don't look at me.
If you don't know, just give us a call. But we do. We offer two times a month a Parkinson's support group. And so we're really hopeful that those who maybe need to be a part of that and our caregivers or loved ones, they'll start coming. We have different speakers that come throughout that kind of talk about different topics. And then sometimes it really is just kind of a support group. And so it depends on the month. And all are welcome. There's not really an RSVP. It's kind of nice to know if you're coming so we can put chairs out. But if you still come and you forgot to RSVP, don't worry. We'll put a chair out for you if we run out for some reason. It's a good time. So if you're looking for more information about that, give us a call. We're real excited to open them. We also have our just regular caregiver support group. It's not Parkinson Focus, is just a caregiver support group, and that happens at 10 a.m. every Tuesday. And so you can
come. All 52 of them.
All 52 of them. You can come in, and if you are a caregiver and you're not sure what's going to happen with your loved one, you're not sure that they want to stay at home by themselves, if you call us the day before, we can arrange for your loved one to go out and hang out in daybreak while you're in support group. So we can offer that as well, so that no one has to stay at home by themselves, feel lonely. Everyone gets to do something.
Yeah, great. Okay, well, you get to do something Monday. Simply stop by 9 o'clock or 9:30?
Starts at 10.
Well, I know it's one of those times.
Yeah, 10 o'clock on Monday, March 7th, is our open house. Come and join us.
Okay, again, Elder Care. Again, if you don't know where they are, find Walmart. Or find the Taco Bell, turn, kind of go in between Taco Bell and Walmart, follow the road around to what I guess would be the right, and you'll find Elder Care just down the street a little bit.
Yeah, big green roof. You can't miss us. It's 1223 Swan Drive. Again, our phone number is 918-336-8500. Give us a call whenever you have questions or need something.
That's the Community Connection on AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1.
ONN News, I'm Randy Renner. Oklahoma City police investigators still poring over evidence after a single vehicle collision claimed the life of former Chesapeake Energy CEO and part owner of the Oklahoma City Thunder, Aubrey McClendon.